Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room. Give me the story that interests you the most this morning. Eddie?
There is a psychology course offered at Arizona State University called The Psychology of Taylor Swift. They're offering it this fall, and basically the professor says it's a class that will spark a lot of conversation and go into the mind of Taylor Swift through her lyrics.
So they listen to music,
break down
songs, what she was writing from. I've seen them do this before with artists before. It's pretty cool. It'd be an honor. Like, if you're an artist and they had a class about your music,
that's pretty cool.
And you know everybody's going to join that class, and they got a bunch of press from it too.
Yeah.
That'd be
psychology, though, in a weird way, are they saying that she's kind of crazy?
No, I think anybody that has... Well, first of all, I think we're all crazy.
Totally.
And I think that any creative, you have to kind of have a screw loose. For her, it seems to be the right screw to be this extremely successful creative person. So, no, I think she just has an interesting perspective.
That's cool.
And she's also vulnerable very publicly. But I don't think she's crazier than anybody else.
And then, like, is this in a syllabus somewhere? Like, does your guidance counselor say you should take this class? It's good for your major?
I think it's mostly like a fun one.
Okay.
It's an elective, probably. All right, over to Lunchbox. Lunchbox, what story do you have for us?
There's a super thief that posed as a L.A. realtor to raid the homes of rich and famous.
Wow.
He stole over $5 million of goods, like jewelry, bags, everything.
He infiltrated. And so he gets in the house as a real estate person.
And so he would mess with the cameras and everything, and then he would come back later and break in and steal the stuff.
Bad move, but that's
awesome.
Really, like, next level thinking.
Hit Usher, Adam Lambert, all these celebrities.
Famous people, too, which you know they're having to, like, check and make sure these people are real estate.
Yes.
Wow. That's crazy. He's in jail, though.
He's pled no contest, but now he's trying to change his plea to not guilty.
What does no contest mean?
Mostly it's just like, it's not guilty. I mean, it's guilty, but you don't want to go through with all the crap. And you're not really admitting guilt either, but you'll take the guilty punishment.
Okay.
Basically.
Mm. Yeah, but if you're doing that, that means you're just saying you're guilty. I don't understand why. If you're not guilty, like, why would you plead no contest? Because it's saying you're guilty. You're going to be in trouble.
That's different. Those two are... I understand why if you were guilty, you'd plead no contest.
Right.
But not guilty. Maybe his lawyer's like, no, we'll get you out of this. But maybe it's not a real lawyer. Somebody faking is a lawyer. Get back at him.
Man. Got him.
That'd be awesome, yeah. And they get to court and he's like, sucker, I'm not even a lawyer. Amy, what's your story?
Half of parents with children under 18 say that back to school season is the most stressful time of year. And as a mom with two kids, one that started middle school and one that's in high school, I agree. It is... It's so hectic and insane, like the paperwork that goes into it, making sure you have all the right school supplies, adjusting, you know, from summer schedule to school schedule, parent-teacher meetings, Like, the list just goes on and on. I mean, homework. Getting
is
the
this
groove.
More stressful than when they were younger going to school?
I think it's probably for any parents. Like, those are just the age of mine. I feel like elementary school, whatever it is, there's just so much change that's happening with a snap of a finger, and you just have to be ready for it. And it's just finding your groove. Once we find our groove, we're good. But it's the back to school season that is stressful.
I guess I'm asking, though, aside from that, is this season of stress, where they're this age, more or less stressful than 3 years ago at a different age?
I would say younger might even be more stressful, because at least my 16-year-old, she sort of can handle some of the stuff on her own. So yeah, probably the younger is worse, which I'm out of that phase. But yeah, just make sure, parents, point of this is take care of yourself during this time.
And a shocking new back to school study, researchers have found that middle school is harder on kids who aren't attractive or athletic.
Oh, man. Oh,
thank you. Yeah. I'm finally heard and seen. Yeah.
That's not shocking.
That's why I said shocking. I said finger quotes shocking.
Oh my God, finger quotes.
Well, I didn't know.
They had to do a study. Who wasted money doing a study about that?
As children head back to school, and again, none of us are shocked, but now they actually have data. But adolescents value peers that are athletic or attractive.
Of course.
That's really how, at that age, you get to the top of basically the hierarchy of kids, is to be a great athlete or be like pretty.
Yeah. But guys, it's not like that your whole life though. So
it is not like that. It was hard.
It was hard.
So when does it turn?
After high school?
24.
College? College, when all those people don't play sports anymore?
You got a long ways to go. Hold on tight, kids.
Career.
Yeah, it's tough. That's from FAU.edu. And glad everybody's here. That's the news. Hey, let's get to the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My girlfriend is not dumb. Actually, she's pretty smart. She might be smarter than I am. But one thing I have on her is that I will admit when I'm wrong. She has this crazy habit of never admitting when she doesn't know something or is wrong about something. It's like her worst character trait, and I don't know how I can help her get over it or how long I can stand for it. I'm afraid it's going to be the thing that breaks us up. How can I get her to see that being wrong or not knowing is okay? Signed, boyfriend avoiding a breakup. Hey, buddy, look, if you're thinking about breaking up with her because of this, you ain't going to be with her. This is not even a fundamental, this is a ancillary issue, and you're going to let this break you guys up. Take it from me, who is a know-it-all as well. We don't change. You just got to figure out a way to deal with this.
Well, I mean, you could change.
No,
but
you,
we really don't.
You could say, really, I don't know the answer.
We make improvements, and I think I'm better at being like, I have no idea. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, you are.
I think I was really in the height of my know-it-all stage like 3-4 years ago. Now, mostly, but I feel like most times I do know. That's the problem. You
right.
Know?
But that's okay if you know.
I know, but I don't always know. I just think I know, you know? So
I think that the whole deal here, though, is that you did get better. It took you a while, but you did get better.
But you know why I got better? Because my wife kept proving me wrong. And then I just didn't want to argue anymore because I kept losing. So maybe it's just dominate her.
No. I don't know if that's the best. I mean, I get that, yes, Caitlin is probably often right. But is it a struggle for you to say, do you say the words, you're right, I am wrong?
I say the first part. Oh, never the second.
Never, you're wrong.
Okay.
I'll tell her she's right.
See, but what is so uncomfortable about saying
weakness,
that you're
vulnerability.
Wrong? But you've been getting better at that.
I have been, but I still struggle with the...
But like, just practice saying, I am wrong.
Amy's wrong.
I am wrong.
Amy's wrong.
You say it.
I don't have as much problem with it now, but I don't hold so steadfast with my I am right. So it doesn't hurt as bad when I am wrong.
Gotcha.
Hard
to say.
See?
Is that hard?
I think it's fair in the dating phase for him to be a little bit...
But not to break up. If he's breaking up with her, he ain't going to be with her.
I don't know about breaking up, but yeah, I mean, that's something that he'll have to likely deal with unless she...
Dominate her.
It.
Be right so many times that it makes her gun shy to try to argue with you. That's... My wife's been right so many times, I'm like, do I really want to go in on this? Because I've been wrong so many times, and if I'm embarrassed again, you know what? I don't know the answer. So... It's like training a dog. I'm the dog.
Mm. Yeah. Does she ever say to you that you can't admit that you're wrong? Or does she just prove her point? Or does she ever point out, hey, you know, something that I've noticed about you, I'm just thinking because this email, like, is it something you can have a mature conversation about? Like, hey,
I think early on. She was like, do you just think you know everything? And I was like, yes, that's the problem.
I do.
So, yeah. But again, I've gotten a little better. But not because I wanted to get better, because I was trained to be better because she dominated me. It just being right. Mm. So that's what I would say. Don't break up, but show her what's up. Be right a bunch of times. Make her scared to argue with you. That's what I would do.
Okay.
That changed you.
Absolutely. I'm a changed man.
Look at that.
All right. Thank you. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Now it's time for Fun Fact Friday, where we all bring something that we learned during the week. A couple that didn't make it. These are my honorable mentions. Number one, Charles Darwin used to eat all the rare species he'd find to see what they tasted like. He sampled puma, giant tortoises, iguana, armadillo, rat, and more. Just sounds like he was the guy with a food fetish who then was like, I need to act like I'm a scientist.
What a weirdo.
What a weirdo. The phrase, knock, knock, who's there, comes from Shakespeare. It was in Macbeth. That's where it started.
Oh.
I feel like you knew that. Like, that's something you learn, like, in high school.
I don't think I knew that.
Oh, wow.
That's Fun Fact Friday, but let's get to the real one now. Let's go.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Around the room, Amy, you're first.
Every human has a unique tongue print, like snowflakes or your fingerprints. No two are alike. So I'm like, do they use tongues to identify people?
I would say they could, but if we don't give a database of the tongue print, you can't really use the tongue to identify. Same thing as fingerprints, right? They have fingerprints. That's how they know it's us.
Valid point.
And that would be gross, too. Like, all right, lick this. Get your tongue
Unless print. It tasted good.
Yeah. But I didn't know that. I didn't know, like, you could uniquely be identified by your tongue.
Do you think we could be uniquely identified by our butt cheeks? Like, are all of parts of us different?
Tailbones?
Well, yours sticks way out.
You got a tail.
Yeah, Amy has to beep when she backs out because beep, beep. Big old tailbone coming back. All right, next up, Eddie.
Milk wagons are the reasons we have roadway lines, like the white lines on the road, because back in 1911, the chairman of the Wayne County Board of Roads in Michigan, his name was Edward Hines. He's driving behind a milk truck and he says, oh, that thing's leaking white milk. Oh, wow, it's creating a line. That'd be kind of cool. Let's create lanes for our roads. So he got the idea because of the
truck. From a leaking milk truck?
Uh-huh. The truck was spilling milk and creating a line. He said that would really create two lanes and we wouldn't run into each other.
That's super interesting. Also, does Eddie say milk weird?
Yeah.
I knew. I pronounce it M-E-L-K.
Yeah, milk? I didn't. Yeah,
I say milk.
I could say it wrong, too.
No, it's milk.
You got, yeah. I've been saying that my whole life.
Okay, got it.
And people correct me my whole life.
I didn't know if you were saying it wrong or if I'm just such a hillbilly sometimes. Milk. That's how I do it.
Milk.
All right, it's a good one. Lunchbox, what you got?
The Lloyds Bank fossil is the largest specimen of human feces ever found. It was found in 1972. They were digging up some land in York, England to build a bank, and they found the feces. It measures at 8 inches long,
Dang.
2 inches wide, and after an analysis of the stool, they indicated the person lived off of meat and bread.
As a human.
Yes. And it was riddled with intestinal worms.
2 inches wide. That was a big one.
I'm sick after this.
And I don't like that. No, more PS.
No. They
no
said
more and then.
It's from the 9th century. That's how old it was.
Wow.
Man, that must have hurt coming out.
And you can go see it right now at the Viking Center, Joink Viking Center in England.
Okay. Book that ticket for me, please. I'm gonna get right over there. All right, Morgan.
Well, if Lunchbox really wants to get rich, he's going to have to go to outer space. There's a planet made of diamonds twice the size of Earth located about 40 light years away.
Take a while to get there.
I don't understand what that means.
So,
like when you say light years away, like you just
a light year would be. I'm gonna tell you how long it would take if you let light go for a year. That's a light year.
Okay, but how
that's far away, dude.
Like I don't understand. Like light fades away.
It travels.
So if I shoot a laser, it doesn't just fade away. It just travels.
It may fade away eventually, but it goes far. But a light year is how fast light can travel in a year. It's that distance. So it's very, very far.
Okay.
But there's a planet of diamonds.
Is twice the size of Earth.
Well, why don't we go there?
Because it's far.
It's 40 light years away.
It's far, 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 far.
Well, how far is the moon?
We can't even get to Mars.
Not a light year.
So, but how do they know it's diamonds?
Yeah, if they can't get there,
we have telescopes, guys.
They cannot. If they
I know, but if you can't,
there ain't no telescope.
I'm just curious.
Light years away.
I don't know.
Big telescopes,
like real powerful.
I get that
telescopes.
You can see things, but then you know what it's made. I mean, I guess I see the composites.
Look, I don't know.
Like, I'm just saying, like, if we can see 40 light years away, why don't we just go?
It was just a fun fact, guys.
This is not fun.
I don't understand.
Okay, moving on. I'll do mine. When Sarah Michelle Gellar was 5, you guys know who she is?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's an actress.
She did a Burger King commercial that made fun of McDonald's hamburgers. So McDonald's sued Burger King, named her in the lawsuit, and she was banned from going to McDonald's as a kid.
That's terrible.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
Man, that's all I wanted to do as a kid, go to McDonald's,
yeah.
She couldn't do that.
And it wasn't 40 light years away. We understand she couldn't get there if it was 40 light years away.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
A Texas woman, Elizabeth Francis, recently celebrated her 114th birthday.
Dang.
Surrounded by 5 generations of her family, she was born in 1909.
So 5 generations. There's kid, there's
parents,
grandparents, then there's great-grandparents, and then great-great-grandparents.
Wow.
So is she the great-great-great?
She's
great,
the oldest, and then there's the kids.
So there's 5 below her.
Yeah.
So she's a great-great-great-grandmother.
Yeah, wow. She has 4 great-great grandchildren.
I got too many greats going on here. Yeah. I'm a little confused. But yes, that is wild.
Well, but here's the thing. She's never had alcohol. She's never smoked. She grows her own vegetables. She prefers home-cooked meals, always has. And I think that this is what's doing it for her. She refers to herself as a little young chicken.
You know,
she says, look at me. And I feel like when you own it and you feel like you're young and you say you're young and you say I'm a little young chicken, then you're young.
Yeah, you're very into that. Just say stuff and it happens.
No.
You are, because you're like, oh, you just think about working out and you burn calories. I hear you.
It's not that simple.
I hear you. But here's what I'm going to say. I like this story because she's not one of the many, because when they're like 93, 106, why do you live so long? 7 cigarettes, a Mountain Dew, and 3 chicken fried steaks every day.
Right.
And then we get to laugh, but then we're like, well, it's just genetics, mostly, and some pretty good decisions. It's not really the chicken fried steaks or the Marlboros, you know what I mean? 114, though, that's awesome. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy 1 pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
She's breathing right now?
Yes, she's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, the story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for easy trivia. Let's go. Fictional pets is the category. Amy with the tiara because she is the current champion. What type of animal is Garfield?
He's a cat.
Good. Lunchbox, what's the name of Charlie Brown's dog friend?
Snoopy.
Good. What kind of animal is Goofy, Morgan?
Oh, Goofy. He's a... I can't get out this round, right?
You can't get out this round.
I think he's a dog.
Correct. Okay. Abby, which, by the way, you've won two in a row.
Woo!
Nice job.
Going for three.
What classic cartoon family has a pet dinosaur with dog-like qualities?
A dinosaur? What?
It's the Flintstones. It'd be Dino.
Oh, mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was going to say that.
But nobody's out. No need to extend the bit here. We could just get right down to it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Amy, you have 3 points. Once you score five, you're a returning champion. Eddie does not get to play because he's been eliminated.
That's right.
The category is the 80s. In 1984, what singer released the album Purple Rain and starred in a movie of the same name?
Prince.
Correct. Lunchbox, who starred as Marty McFly in the Back to the Future film series?
Michael J. Fox.
Correct. Morgan, what influential animated TV series featured a group of turtles trained in ninjutsu?
Ninja Turtles.
Correct. We'll accept it. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's been used a different... We'll go with it. Nobody get upset. Thank you. Abby, what TV show set in a Boston bar aired throughout the 80s and became one of the most acclaimed sitcoms of all time?
That is Cheers.
Correct. All right. Ooh. Moving on. The 90s.
Okay.
Amy, who famously bit the ear of Evander Holyfield during a 1997 boxing match?
Mike Tyson.
Correct. Lunchbox, what's the name of the 90s TV series starring David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson investigating paranormal phenomena?
X-Files.
Correct.
Yes.
Morgan, categories the 90s. Who starred as Neo in the 1999 science fiction film The Matrix?
Neo in The Matrix?
The Matrix.
Keanu Reeves?
Correct.
Yes. Oh.
Abby, did I do that? Was a catchphrase popularized on the show Family Matters by what character?
Urkel.
Correct. Moving on, the category's colors. What colors are the top of the rainbow, Amy?
Red.
Correct. RGB. Yeah. Lunchbox, what color is formed by mixing red and blue?
Son of a gun.
Red and blue.
Red and blue. Orange.
Sorry, you've been booed.
I have no idea. How would you know? I mean,
Purple. I didn't mean to laugh.
I mean, I'm like, well.
He would have laughed at you.
That's true.
No, I mean, I have no idea. I mean, I don't know how you know that.
Yeah, that's...
In the movie, The Wizard of Oz, Morgan, what color is Dorothy's iconic pair of shoes?
They are red.
Correct. Abby, what color belt does a karate master typically wear?
Black.
Correct. Moving on to toys and games. What was the name of the handheld digital pet toy that was a huge fad in the 90s? Amy.
Tamagotchi.
Correct. Wow. Morgan, which toy introduced by Ty in the 90s featured small characters with unique personalities that can be collected and traded?
That's a Beanie Baby.
Correct. In the game of Monopoly, Abby, which property is the most expensive to purchase?
The most expensive? Hold on. I haven't played this in so long. It's been like 20 years. Hold on. The bank. I don't know. No. What is it?
You've been booed.
That was Boardwalk.
Oh, it is?
God, I didn't get that one.
Okay, so that was a hard one.
Oof. No.
What?
That wasn't hard at all.
You knew that?
You didn't get red and whatever.
Yeah. Exactly, because who mixes colors?
Red and
I never
blue. Do.
Everybody, ever. The history of...
You guys mix colors, or did you have a crayon that came as purple? I'm just kidding.
Paint.
When's the last time you painted?
All the time as kids. You had to learn that in basics.
No.
Okay, here we go. Moving on. Landmark locations. Two people remain, Amy and Morgan. Amy, what country is Big Ben located?
The country is England.
Correct. Morgan, what country are the Great Pyramids located?
Egypt.
Correct. Amy, what country is the Taj Mahal located?
Okay. The country is India.
Correct. Morgan, what country is the Leaning Tower of Pisa located?
The Leaning Tower of Pisa is in Italy.
Correct. Wow. Good job, guys. All right, we're going to sudden death. There'll be five questions. Buzzing with your name as the buzzer.
Okay.
Fictional animals is the category. What's the name of Ross's monkey on Friends?
Dang it. It's like on the tip of my tongue.
Time.
I'm scared to buzz. Yeah, no.
Marcel would have been the answer.
Okay, I was going to say Seymour.
Question number two. The category is languages. What's the primary language of Denmark?
Morgan. Dutch.
Incorrect.
Denmark?
Incorrect. Danish.
Oh, it was a D.
Danish. The category is animals. Question three. What's the slowest mammal in the world?
Morgan. Turtle.
Incorrect. Where did you go? Duh.
I didn't say duh. I said bleh.
Oh, I thought you said duh.
I didn't say duh.
I was like, wow.
The slowest mammal?
What's the slowest mammal in the world?
Is it an elephant?
Incorrect.
Sloth.
Dang
it. Morgan, that's your favorite thing in the world.
I got scared.
Oh, my God.
Sloths are... Oh, okay.
Sloth. Yeah, two left, by the way, guys.
One wins it, guys.
Man.
U.S. trivia. Ready? How many stars were on the first American...
Amy. 13.
Correct.
Oh, Morgan.
Flag.
I still have one question.
Yeah, I know. It's not good looking good.
Here we go.
Go away.
The category is... biology. What's the longest bone in the human body?
Morgan. Your femur?
Correct.
Good job, Morgan. Let's go.
You can't jump on our team now.
Yeah, you just talked
crap. Wow. Like, it's like, oh, great job. You just literally talk crap.
You talk down to her, it helps.
Sudden death. Cartoons. What Nickelodeon cartoon has a pet snail named Gary?
Morgan. SpongeBob.
Correct. Winner. Morgan. What do you want to say to Lunchbox?
You're never allowed to root for me again like that. That was rude.
That's rude. He was mean.
But did it motivate
you? Bandwagon.
No, you did not motivate me. I motivated myself. I've been studying, trying to get better at easy trivia, okay?
Oh.
And I did.
There you go. Boom, and she won.
Wow.
Yeah, stick that in your crawl. You know what I mean? All right, Morgan, nice job.
Thank you.
Here's a voicemail from Brett in Texas.
Good morning, studio. I had a question for you, Bobby. So is it wrong that I use the Bible app as a dating app, right? Because you can have friends and you can message and you can even find out a way to privately message people on the Bible app. Is it wrong that I use the Bible app as a dating app? Because my friends say it's wrong, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it. So try to get your thoughts. Love the show. Keep it up and kind of get a from Raymundo.
Yeah! I don't think it's wrong if your primary reason for having the app is the Bible and your secondary reason is talking to people and maybe finding love.
Right.
Right.
That's okay. If you download the Bible app going, I'm going to get me a Christian, they have no idea what's coming.
That's messed up.
But creative.
You're going to hell. Yeah. So I'm going to go with you're okay.
Yeah.
If you're on it for the right reason, you can also use it for other things to hopefully enrich your life.
And you're meeting someone like-minded.
Yes, let's go. That's it.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Well, eating carrots is going viral on TikTok because carrots can change the natural undertone of your skin.
You turn orange?
Like yeah. in real life? That's what they say.
Well, influencers recommend 3 large carrots a day for
yeah, right.
glow. While doctors say there's no evidence this works. However,
I'm not believing influencers over doctors.
Listen, though, when my mom had cancer and I personally witnessed this, we juiced a lot of carrots, like a lot, and her skin turned orange.
Okay, though, but was your mom, her health wasn't good, and so was she at like a detriment?
Well, she was just probably
like collagen or. So any nutrient would have helped her a lot.
No, I think that even if I was drinking as much carrot juice as she was, I would have turned orange. So
if doctors are saying there's no proof and influencers are saying you got to do it, I'm going to just still lean to the side of the doctors. But I think carrots are good for you. I think it's great.
Oh, yeah. And carrot juice, shockingly, because sometimes I would take some of my mom's and drink it. It tastes like a milkshake.
Really? No, it doesn't.
Ish.
What
no,
are you talking
I know.
About?
I'm not. It's not a substitute for it by any means.
Like
but
cookies
it is,
and cream milkshake.
My point is, it tastes
or
better
a carrot
than,
milkshake, which would also suck.
It's sweet. It would taste better than you would think. Trust me. Mm. Okay, so there's a mom that's taking a lot of heat right now on social media because her daughter has lice, and their vegan lifestyle prevents them from killing any living things.
Even lice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
That's crazy. That's a bug.
Mm-hmm.
Vegans can't kill bugs. Hey, Mike, you're a vegan. Would you kill lice?
I would kill lice, yeah.
Yeah, but they're very dedicated.
See, what are you saying about him?
Lifestyle, I would say he's not.
You ever had carrot juice?
I've had carrot juice.
Ever accidentally go, am I drinking a milkshake?
Never.
It's
okay.
Good, though,
just making
right?
sure.
It's not that good.
I've had carrot juice a bunch of times. It's like tastes like carrot juice.
A smoothie at best.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the mom says that she's dealing with the lice by routinely combing it out and then putting them in her garden where she believes they will have the best chance of survival.
Oh, my God.
Which is probably where she got it in the first place.
I wonder if she'd kill Hitler.
Hmm?
Baby Hitler.
Oh. Well,
why? What's the connection?
Well, they won't kill anything, but would they kill baby Hitler?
Knowing what baby Hitler's
yes.
gonna do.
But
yeah.
would
I? Let's go. Sorry, baby, I got to do this, but
no, I've never thought
but
about it.
But you would
that.
Also kill lice.
I never thought.
Heck yeah.
This is a killing machine.
Those lice got like a free vacation home. They never have to leave. All right, what else?
There's an uptick in couples trying to save their relationship around the 7-year mark. We know this as the 7-year itch, but therapists say that things actually start to get bumpy around year 5, and this is called the 5-year fizzle. It's when issues start building up, like money worries, trust issues, lack of work-life balance, and loss of spark, and you just need to be aware that this could happen around year 5, and if you want to prevent the 5-year fizzle, deal with the problems ASAP.
Listen, there's an every year, it's
of course.
Difficult. There's the 7-year itch, there's 5-year fizzle, there's the 3-year thirst, there's the 1-year wart. I don't know, but there's just, it's always something you have to work on.
I didn't have the 1-year wart, dude.
Well, they're just saying when they see an uptick in couples booking therapy, and they're like, oh man, okay, yeah, we got the 7-year, but looks like, based on what y'all are telling me, this started around year 5.
Did you get the 2-year tumor?
Oh. Oh, I got the 4-year fart.
There you go. See, it's always, every year there's something, and it's difficult, and it's awesome at the same time. You got to work on it.
Okay. I got the 10-year, no, I can't say that.
What?
10-year threesome.
What? That's not.
That doesn't even
make sense. All right, is that it, Amy?
Yeah, I'm Amy, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Steve White of Columbus, Ohio, owns a fancy popsicle business called J-Pops. Well, earlier this year, he happened to create a flavor called Maui Fruit Stand because his best friend is from Maui, and he's like, oh, I'm going to combine all these flavors. Well, then the Maui wildfires hit, and his best friend's sister lost her home. So anybody that buys a Maui Fruit Stand popsicle, he's donating all that money to her house.
What's a fancy popsicle, which you said at the beginning? Is that an actual term? Or did you just say that because they look super good? I don't know if you assign fancy to it.
No, it looks like it's fancy, man.
Got it.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. It's not a normal popsicle, right?
What does it look like, Mom?
Yeah, it is. It's the shape of
a popsicle
on a stick and then like a finger. Like if you cut the finger off the knuckle. It's that same shape.
Okay.
Yeah, but it had like the Maui Fruit Stand flavors. It has limeade, passion fruit, dragon fruit, pineapple, and mango.
Tropical.
It's so not the shape of like an otter pop. It's one of
popsicle
on a stick.
Yeah, like it's a fancy one.
Like the cool.
Oh, I just wondered why you called it fancy. A more expensive one for sure.
I think because I see all those flavors, I'm like, that's fancy.
Because
I've never had a popsicle with limeade, passion fruit, dragon fruit, pineapple, and mango.
Yeah, usually you get like a cherry or a grape.
Exactly.
Right? That's it.
Or Zima Floritide and Kilimanjaro.
All those things you can't pronounce.
The flavor, yes, yeah. Which aren't good either. But I love it. He's helping out. They need a lot of help right now. You know, I think what's unfortunate for the people of Hawaii, other than the crazy wildfires, is that they're not connected to the main part of the United States. So I think a lot of people here don't think of them as like somebody right down the road.
Yeah.
Because they're not. They're far away on an island. And that stinks, but a lot of people are coming through. It's a tragic story. But anybody that's doing anything is awesome. Lunchbox, thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.